it's been flagged.
Grady says he doesn't only rely on AI detectors. He also uses revision history tools to see how student assignments developed over time. For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines.
Scientists say an interstellar comet will make its closest pass to Earth on Friday. It's only the third known interstellar object ever observed entering the solar system from beyond it. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
53 degrees in Topeka, 55 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
You are listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online, we are streaming 24 hours a day at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up at 3:30, an update of news headlines. 3:36, we will get you some of those job numbers that were kind of missing for a while. They were delayed by the government shutdown. We will tell you about the unemployment rate, see what is going on with that. And then at 3:44, the entrance to the National World War I Museum in Kansas City has big glass front doors, which, as it turns out, are kind of magnets for fingerprints.
One afternoon, I watched the cleaning person walk up to those doors and ponder the smudges. I expected a sigh. Instead, he smiled. Look at those fingerprints. Excellent. We have lots of people coming to see us.
Coming up on KPR, how changing your perspective can change your mind. We will hear from commentator Scott Carlberg coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Mark your calendars Thursday night. Join us for Holiday Vespers, 7 p.m. on your KPR One stations. It's the 101st performance. You'll hear it on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County and Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
It's 3:20.
Support
from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We simulcast in the mornings. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Abilene. The time is 3:30.
Palestinians are freezing to death as rains destroyed shelters. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers are questioning whether Kansas universities should be changing curriculum as part of their efforts to end diversity programs. A new state law requires agencies and universities to eliminate any policies related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Lawmakers say the recent law did not specifically require changing curriculum at universities. Republican Representative Christy Williams says she is concerned after she learned about a University of Kansas English course requiring students to examine diverse communities and identities.
And this does not, from my perspective, appear to be something that is necessary and relevant to studying English.
Democratic lawmakers argued the time and money universities are spending to comply with the law is a waste of taxpayer dollars. Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium site for the Kansas City Royals. Jody Fortino has that story.
More than 200 residents gathered at a community meeting last week to oppose a proposed new ballpark at 119th and Knoll. Some medical officials are also concerned more traffic could delay ambulances and others from reaching local hospitals. Supporters say the ballpark could boost nearby businesses, but Pia Kruver, a mother who lives in the area, doesn't think shopping will be a draw for visitors.
I think people are going to come and want to go to the game. I don't think they're going to want to come and shop.
The site is also close to Leawood, where Mayor Mark Elkin says he can't support the Overland Park location because of residents' concerns. I'm Jody Fortino.
The latest NABC Top 25 Coaches poll, which ranks NCAA Division II teams, has ranked the Washburn Ichabods men's basketball team number one in the nation. The Ichabods had been ranked number two in each prior poll this season. The team has been ranked in the top 10 in the last 19 polls dating back to last year, and in the top 5 in the last 17 consecutive polls. The Washburn men face off against West Texas A&M tomorrow as part of the River City Classic in San Antonio, Texas. Lows tonight around 30 degrees, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:35.
Support for...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Each person looks at the world a little bit differently. The world is full of individuals, each having his or her own perspective. And some of us are quite certain that our own views are the correct views. But are they? Commentator Scott Carlberg has this take on the importance of listening to others and trying to see the world through another person's eyes.
Our attitudes come easily, don't they?
Commentator Scott Carlberg has spent more than 40 years in the energy communications business. He's also worked for corporations, nonprofit groups, and in the field of higher education. You'll find this commentary and many others on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing, lows around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the mid-50s. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night, lows in the lower 40s. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:48.
You want to know what's going on in the world, not just the politics and breaking news, but the music, the art, the culture. Morning Edition from NPR News is here for all of it.
That is Miley Cyrus keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, a conversation with the president of the International Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators about evolving safety standards on college campuses. Also, at approximately 4:30, 13 p.m. We're going to learn more about AI detection software in the classroom. Studies showing it doesn't always work. So what's going on with AI and how do we keep students from leaning too heavily on it? We're going to talk about that coming up in our next hour on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
55 degrees in Manhattan, 54 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
The administration wants to build new nuclear reactors fast. How do you do that safely? The rush for reactors on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of opportunity to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
Carl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel.
It's 51 degrees in Lawrence. It is 54 in Abilene, 55 in Chanute. It is 4:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Much news remains on the docket here. We'll have an update of news headlines at 4:30. At about 4:36, we will learn about Nick Reiner. He's supposed to make a court appearance today. Charges have been filed and announced. Steve Futterman has the latest. We will also, as we get a little bit closer to 5 o'clock, talk more about crash test dummies, not the band, the actual crash test dummies that they use in automotive tests. They are born in Ohio, brought to quote-unquote life near Detroit. Then they're sent out around the world to make our automobiles safer inside the crash test dummy industrial complex. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
For more than 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with an annual performance of Holiday Vespers. You will hear it on KPR 1 Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I hope you join us.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
51 degrees in Lawrence, 51 in Emporia. It's 4:20.
NPR News.
President Trump's Energy Department has a new program to get nuclear reactors built fast.
Our job is to make sure that government is no longer a barrier.
But what about safety?
This is not normal, and this is how to have an accident.
The rush for new reactors, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
That could have some importance to our Kansas listeners. Join us for that story on new generation nuclear reactors, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 51 degrees in Topeka. The time is 4:30.
Island have canceled all remaining in-person final exams. For NPR News, I'm Suvon Lee in Boston.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers are now questioning whether Kansas universities should be changing curriculum as part of their efforts to end diversity programs. A new state law requires agencies and universities to eliminate any policies related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Lawmakers say the recent law did not specifically require changing curriculum at universities. But Republican Representative Christy Williams says she has become concerned after learning about a University of Kansas English course requiring students to examine diverse communities and identities.
And this does not, from my perspective, appear to be something that is necessary and relevant to studying English.
Democratic lawmakers argue the time and money universities are spending to comply with the law is a waste of taxpayer money. Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium site for the Kansas City Royals. Jody Fortino has more.
More than 200 residents gathered at a community meeting last week to oppose a proposed new ballpark at 119th and Knoll. Some medical officials are also concerned more traffic could delay ambulances and others from reaching local hospitals. Supporters say the ballpark could boost nearby businesses, but Paya Kruver, a mother who lives in the area, doesn't think shopping will be a draw for visitors.
I think people are going to come and want to go to the game. I don't think they're going to want to come and shop.
The site is also close to Leawood, where Mayor Mark Elkin says he can't support the Overland Park location because of residents' concerns. I'm Jody Fortino.
The nation's largest meat producer, Tyson Foods, will close a massive cattle processing plant in Lexington, Nebraska next month. They're also planning to cut shifts at a plant in Amarillo, Texas. That news comes as the U.S. is struggling with the smallest cattle herd in nearly 70 years. With high cattle prices and low inventory, meat packers are now operating below capacity and losing money. That's according to David Anderson, a livestock economist at Texas A&M University. He says Lexington and Amarillo will be left struggling after the closures and cutbacks.
These big plants are out in rural areas, and they are a huge major employer. And it's really bad on local, small local rural economies.
That's particularly true for Lexington, Nebraska, where the Tyson plant employs more than 3,000 people in a city of about 10,000. But Anderson says the production changes likely won't affect beef or cattle prices. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing overnight, a low around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s, only down to the lower 40s. Tomorrow night, highs in the upper 40s for Thursday. It's 4:35.
On a Tuesday, it's All Things Considered.
For this year's Holiday Vespers concert. It's a Yuletide tradition. Holiday Vespers, Thursday night at 7 on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 6 minutes past the hour, we will learn more about the students who were killed in a classroom at Brown University. We will also check in with some of the first responders and medical workers who were involved in the Abundant Life Christian School shooting recovery and relief effort. All of that is coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing overnight, lows around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Lows in the lower 40s are forecast tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News, this is all macfound.org.
The Trump administration wants to build new nuclear reactors fast. How do you do that safely? The rush for reactors on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Drop in anytime. Get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 50 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
46 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
Jacqueline Diaz
and Alana Wise, NPR News.
And you can read more of Jacqueline and Alana's reporting on chain restaurants at NPR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. That's going to happen at 5:30. Then we're going to tell you all about the jobs report that we didn't get for October because of the government shutdown. We'll get our Arctic report card. Spoiler alert, it's not great. And then at 5:44, commentary from our good friend Scott Carlberg, talking about perspective, how we look at things. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Listening to KPR is easy with an Amazon Smart Speaker. You tell your device to enable the KPR skill. Then after you've done that, whenever you say play KPR, you can not only live stream KPR 1 or KPR 2, but listen to shows on demand, including the Retro Cocktail Hour or the local news. Find out more by clicking on the Extras tab at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
It's 48 degrees in Topeka, 53 in Chanute. The time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. The latest national, international, and regional news. It's Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Lows around 30 degrees tonight, highs in the mid-50s tomorrow. Currently 44 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 5:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers are questioning whether Kansas universities should be changing curriculum as part of their efforts to end diversity programs. A new state law requires agencies and universities to eliminate any policies related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Lawmakers say the recent law did not specifically require changing curriculum at universities. But Republican Representative Christy Williams says she is concerned after learning about a University of Kansas English course requiring students to examine diverse communities and identities.
And this does not, from my perspective, appear to be something that is necessary and relevant to studying English.
Democratic lawmakers argued that the time and money universities are spending to comply with the law is a waste of taxpayer money. Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium site for the Kansas City Royals. Jody Fortino has that story.
More than 200 residents gathered at a community meeting last week to oppose a proposed new ballpark at 119th and Knoll. Some medical officials are also concerned more traffic could delay ambulances and others from reaching local hospitals. Supporters say the ballpark could boost nearby businesses, but Pia Kruver, a mother who lives in the area, doesn't think shopping will be a draw for visitors.
I think people are going to come and want to go to the game. I don't think they're going to want to come and shop.
The site is also close to Leawood, where Mayor Mark Elkin says he can't support the Overland Park location because of residents' concerns. I'm Jody Fortino.
And Kansas's Catholic bishops say abolishing the state's death penalty will be their top legislative priority in 2026. Chuck Weber is the executive director of the Catholic Conference. He told the Sunflower State Journal that abolition is, quote, a consistent culture of life issue. Kansas reinstated the death penalty in 1994, but no executions have been carried out since then. The primary method is lethal injection. The legislature last debated abolishing the death penalty in 2019. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, but clearing late tonight with a low around 30 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-50s. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the lower 40s. Breezy on Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
That is Barbara Moran, environmental correspondent at member station WBUR, giving us the headlines from the Arctic Report Card just out. Thanks so much, Barb.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Each person looks at the world a little bit differently. The world is full of individuals, and each person has their own perspective. And some of us are quite certain that our own views are the correct views. But are they really? Commentator Scott Carlberg has this take on the importance of listening to others and trying to see the world through another person's eyes.
Our attitudes come easily, don't they?
Commentator Scott Carlberg has spent more than 40 years in the energy communications business. He's also worked for corporations, nonprofit groups, and in the field of higher education. You'll find this commentary and many others at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
It's 46 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:48.
It's Layla Faldin. Look, I won't say that listening to Morning Edition makes you cool. I mean, I think that. But you might learn something that does.
One of the latest fitness fads involves wearing a weighted vest as you walk around.
Ed Sheeran has a new album that's bursting with international flavor.
The American Association of Orthodontists declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. A great way to get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then, teachers have been using AI detection software in the classroom. Turns out it doesn't always work, and we are going to look into why coming up here on KPR. Lows around 30 degrees tonight, highs in the mid-50s tomorrow. It's 47 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Get caught up on all the news. Lots of great features as well. Matthew Algio is your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.